Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家，是一个特别大的好消息。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高呢？英语怎么提高更快？当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。但是除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，进步就更快了。所以早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程，怎么参加呢？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能参加我们的免费直播群啦。我们的中外教老师呢，每天都在群里免费给大家上课，有英语学习的问题也可以在群里问老师，已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课程了。那么大家赶紧去微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。
So Nora, I heard there is a 22-year-old Chinese university student who recently had a talk with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. Is that true?
Yeah, 你说的是何同学吧？一个 B 站的数码测评博主。
Yeah, I think that's him. He's a famous blogger with millions of fans.
Yeah, I actually watched their online interview.他们的谈话呢，信息量非常的大，而且这也是库克第一次接受中国非官方的年轻人采访，感觉就是何同学还是真的非常厉害。
I think so. The questions he asked were profound and insightful.
而且他这一次采访呢，也是非常流利的用全英文在对话。This video also quickly became a trending search on social media platform Weibo.Accumulating 210 million views in 12 hours.
Impressive.
是的，而且看完这个视频呢，我发现很多英语的表达说得非常的好，非常适合用来英语学习。
Well, okay. So today, let's look at some useful English expressions we can learn from their talk.
那么感兴趣的同学呢，也可以在我们的公众号后台回复和同学三个字来看他的视频资源。那今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Okay, first, let me ask you, Colin, if you were Tim Cook, what would you say to 何同学 in the beginning of your talk after, hi, how are you?
Glad to meet you and happy to be in this interview.
肯定就是先问好，对吧？场面话说一下。那其实呢，Tim Cook 说的原话是 I'm meeting you today. This is my privilege.
I see. This is actually a very formal and polite way to say I'm glad to meet you.
对，那 privilege 这个单词呢就可以翻译成荣幸。This is my privilege. 意思就是说见到你真的是我的荣幸啊。作为苹果的 CEO 说出这句话，我就可以看出来他非常的谦虚。
Yeah, usually you will say it when you show appreciation and respect to someone.
对，比如说你和你的教授第一次见面，就可以说 It's my privilege to meet you or study from you.
Exactly. You can also use It's my honor to meet you or I'm honored to meet you. They are the same.
对 ，honor 这个词呢，就指的是荣誉、荣耀，所以这个词在这个语境下呢，就等同于 privilege， 两种表达是都可以的。
Okay, so Nora, what's the most memorable sentence you can remember from the video?
Well, there are so many of them. For example, Tim Cook said that there is no formula for innovation. He puts people together that have different skills, that look at the world differently, and it's amazing what can come out of it.
Yeah, that's quite philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
You can basically use this structure. There is no formula for in many situations.
对，那刚刚这个句型就很实用啊。Formula 这个单词呢，其实可以指方案，还有方程式。
Such as Formula One and mathematical formula.
是的，是的。那 Formula One 就是我们说的 F1， 就是一级方程赛车了。那么 mathematical formula 就是指的数学公式。回到我们前面说的 ，There is no formula for innovation， 意思就是说创新没有唯一的公式，或者说是答案。
Exactly.You can also say there is no formula for success. There is no formula for fame.
所以就非常的实用了，可以用到很多个场景。Okay, now, Colin, what was the most impressive thing for you in the video?
Well, I realized that there are actually a ton of features in Apple devices that were developed based on Chinese consumers' feedback, such as the night mode and the QR code scanners.
是的 ,feedback, 意思就是指的反馈。Tim Cook 呢其实有说到啊，苹果有很多特色专门就是基于中国用户的反馈而设计的。比如说 ,the night mode, 就是夜间免打扰模式。还有就是 the QR code scanner, 就是扫二维码的这个设计。
Yeah, the QR code mode is really very convenient. We have to use them for, you know, many purposes, from delivery to banking, almost every aspect of our lives.
对，是的。那么苹果的确也是一直以来啊非常愿意倾听用户的反馈，这些都是非常好的点。
Exactly. So China is so far ahead in the coverage model for 5G,、and so they listen very carefully to Chinese consumers there and wind up creating things based on that that is then given to the world.
对，那我们其实听到这些，对，那我们其实听到 Tim Cook 说这些话呢，也非常的高兴啊。Far ahead 这个短语指的就是远远超过。中国的确在 5G 的模式上呢可以说是世界领先了。所以库克也提到他们很认真听了我们的建议，最后才创造好了这么好的这些手机上面的一些软件啊应用给大家。
Yeah, and there's also a very useful phrase in the sentence I just mentioned, wind up.
Wind up. 那这个单词的拼写啊其实和风这个单词是一模一样的，但是要注意一下读音是不一样的，是读作 wind。这个时候呢它是做动词。Wind up 表示结束
Right, for example, he wound up in prison
对 Wind 的过去式就是 wound 意思就是说他最终进了监狱 Well, not me
Definitely you Just kidding Okay, I remembered another question that he asked Tim Cook、which is、quite interesting as well
Which one?
Well, he asked Mr. Cook how he could stay passionate about his work and whether it's aninnate passion that he's born with or something that has slowly developed during his working process.
那么 passionate 意思就是非常有激情的，它的名词呢就是 passion. Innate passion 就是指的天生的激情。所以其实何同学刚刚这个问题就是在问，他是天生的对工作有激情呢，还是说慢慢在工作中才有的？ Okay, so how did Mr. Cook answer?
Well, he replied that the way he does it is to surround himself with people he loves to work with. If you surround yourself with people that you love to work with, then you feed off of their energy.
所以就是说他要不断的去培养自己的激情 feed his passion. 而且他做的这种方式其实就是和喜欢的人一起工作，从他们那里汲取能量。
Yeah, now here, mind that feed is a little bit different from feed off.
那 feed 这个动词其实就指的喂养，比如说动物。So you can say, can you feed my cat when I am on vacation?
Yeah, and feed off or feed on means to use something in order to continue to exist or become stronger.
对，那么 feed off or 我们也可以说 feed on, 这两个短语是一样的意思啊，它们就是指的以什么为食物，引申的含义呢就是因什么而壮大。
Right, for example,Cheaters will usually feed off your trust.
对，骗子就是利用了你的信任。那前面库克呢就有说到 ，he feeds off energy from others. 那么他就是从身边那些志同道合的人身上去汲取能量。
So this tells us something.
What?
Be a boss so you will have the chance to work with people you like, not people you hate.
我怎么感觉你在含沙射影，在说我呢
？I'm just kidding. Don't take it seriously.
All right. 那么回到正题，最后呢 ，Mr. Cook 也给年轻人了一些建议，关于如何找到自己理想的工作。
Yeah, I remember he quoted Steve Jobs' words. You'll know it when you find it, and if you haven't found it yet, you should keep looking and stay very curious.
对，意思就是说，其实当你找到的时候啊，你自己肯定是知道的。如果没有找到，那就继续找。所以整个来说呢，看下来我就非常喜欢何同学的这一期节目，很正能量。那么今天的节目呢，就到这里结束了。最后，大家别忘了报名参加我们的免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这一次的免费中外教直播课了。入群的限量名额只有200个， 想进入免费直播群的同学就赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播两个字就可以加入了。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。